Color can change the entire feel of a room, which means change the way you feel about being in that room. Hey, it's Jody for Helm Paint and Decorating with 4 locations now in the Baton Rouge area. We love them. It's family owned and operated, which means you get that human service, helpful service. They're the home also of Benjamin Moore Paint with beautiful colors, and they're happy to take their time with you, let you decide. Now on Perkins, Choctaw, Jones Creek, and Highland, HelmPaint.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll preview Week 6's most important games of the 2023 NFL regular season, get game picks for Week 6's most important games, and more. So, again, tune in, sit back, relax, and enjoy this program because it's going to be great. So we got all of the news that you need to get you caught up on what's going on in the National Football League. So, again, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the League Wraparound. I tell you what, Week 5 was something else in the National Football League and had some good games, and we had some dominant performances as well. So let's get you caught up on the most important games from Week 5 in the NFL. So as we recap Week 5's most important games in the NFL, Thursday Night Football with the Chicago Bears going up against the Washington Commanders. Chicago dominated, final score 40-20. The Baltimore Ravens took on the Pittsburgh Steelers in the AFC North rivalry game. Pittsburgh would win 17-10. The New York Giants took on the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins handled their business, beating the Giants 31-16. The Philadelphia Eagles took on the Los Angeles Rams. The Eagles would go on to beat the Rams 23-14. Also, we had a matchup between the New York Jets and the Denver Broncos. The Jets' defense, also solid play from a quarterback, Zach Wilson, made the difference as the Jets would go on to beat the Broncos 31-21. The Kansas City Chiefs took on the Minnesota Vikings. The Chiefs hold off to beat the Vikings, final score 27-20. Sunday Night Football was the Dallas Cowboys going up against the San Francisco 49ers. It was all San Fran. Niners beat the boys 42-10. And Monday Night Football, we had the Green Bay Packers going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders would go on to beat the Packers, final score 17-13. And those were the scores from your most important games from Week 5 in the National Football League. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll preview Week 6's most important games of the 2023 NFL regular season. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the League Wraparound.
Said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I had these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time to preview Week 6's most important games in the NFL. Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys go up against the Los Angeles Chargers. So for the Cowboys, we know they were embarrassed last Sunday night by the San Francisco 49ers. They had no answers for the Niners. Dak Prescott didn't play a great game. Tony Pollard didn't have a great game. Just no one had a great game. And Dallas is looking to put that behind them. But it's been hard because throughout the week, several Cowboys players and several 49ers players have gone at each other on social media. George Kittle, Micah Parsons, Deebo Samuel, all have had words with one another. And the Cowboys, listen, it's one thing for them to lose to a West Coast team, and they have the potential of losing to another West Coast team on Monday night going up against the Los Angeles Chargers. And with the Chargers, you've got Justin Herbert, you got Keenan Allen. That Charger offense is phenomenal. Their defense is solid as well, led by Khalil Mack. And the Chargers had a bye week last week, but the week before that, they wind up beating the Las Vegas Raiders. So you've got Monday Night Football, the Los Angeles Chargers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, anytime the Cowboys are on television, it's going to be must-see TV, for better or for worse. But Dak and the company, they're looking to put this one behind them. As I stated earlier, they already lost to one West Coast team. They don't want to lose to another one, this time in Southern California, dealing with the Los Angeles Chargers. So it's Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys going up against the Los Angeles Chargers. All right, before we get on out of here, I'd like to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 6's most important games in the NFL. Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys going up against the Los Angeles Chargers. I think this is actually going to be a close game, but I like the Los Angeles Chargers to win this game. So, again, my picks on who I think will win Week 6's most important games are Los Angeles Chargers. And there you have it. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. Again, thank you so much to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to another exciting edition of the program. And until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson, saying so long, and you take care.
Fraud protection, free credit monitoring, and interest earned on your entire balance with easy access where, when, and how you need it. Get the most bang for your buck with an interest checking account at Gulf Coast Bank & Trust, the local bank that cares about you. Ready to bank smarter? Visit gulfbank.com and let's make it happen.
This is what you're looking for.
Equal housing and equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
Check out the great savings throughout the store at Albertsons. This week at Albertsons, get USDA Choice Boneless Chuck Roast for $3.99 per pound and General Mills Cereal or Nature's Valley Granola Bars for $1.99 each when you buy three. Visit Albertsons.com for more deals.